I was wondering if there was a name for the little tiny tomatoes. Folks have a different name for them than they do those bigger ones. Those little tiny ones they put now in salads and stuff. Would they have,
Not that I know of.
okay. I just wondered if you'd ever heard of a cherry tomato.
Yes, they have cherry tomatoes.
Okay. Is that, are those
But
the little,
that's a variety.
oh, it's a variety. It's not the little ones.
Well, a cherry tomato don't grow
Okay.
very big. It stays small.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. One other vegetable I was wondering about, the one that is yellow. It grows on a vine, but it lays on the ground and it's a yellow.
A squash, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they did grow a few of them. They weren't used too much at that time, though.
Okay. Do you know what kinds of squash?
Crookneck
Okay. Crookneck.
or straight neck?
Okay. Are they, were those yellow? Were they yellow?
Yeah.
They were the yellow colored ones.
They had, I think they had one variety. There's white, too.
White, really?
But crooknecks themselves are yellow.
Okay. Is that like a Hubbard, you think? Like a
The
Hubbard?
Hubbard is more on the white side.
More on the white side.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they, did you grow any, did you grow any fruit on the farm, on the ranch?
Any what?
Any fruit? Were there, do you have any fruit trees at all?
Cherries.
Really?
Few cherries.
What
Sour
kind?
cherries.
Sour cherries.
Yeah.
What would they have called that real, that hard thing inside the cherry?
The pit?
Okay. Did y'all eat any peaches at all?
It's too high for peaches here.
Okay. Would you have bought those canned, or did you ever eat them?
Peaches?
Yeah.
Or shipped in?
Shipped in.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd have bought those maybe in the store,
Oh, yeah.
down in Idledale or something like that.
Well, Idledale now doesn't have any store, so.
Did it then? Is Idledale, what was Idledale like in the old days? Was it bigger then?
There's more of it. There's more stores and so on. They even had a garage at that time.
I see. I see.
But there's nothing there now but the post office.
I kind of noticed coming up, yeah.
There's no store open now at all.
Yeah. But that's where y'all would go down and do your shopping? Is that where?
No, we used to go to Golden in the real early days.
I see. Okay. I was wondering about peaches. The hard thing inside the peach would be called a what?
Stone, I guess.
Okay, great. And did they make distinctions between peaches depending on how they came off, the meat came off the stone? Did you remember them making a distinction between, because some peaches come off that stone really easily, the meat does, and some of them doesn't. It wants to kind of cling to that stone.
Well, you mean clean peaches or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any difference or not. That's the name of them, but I don't know if that
Cling.
makes any difference
Okay.
to
But you've heard of like a cling peach and a freestone. Have you heard of a freestone peach?
Yeah, I've heard of that too, but that's just a variety. I don't think that it may have now, but I don't know that that has anything to do with that.
To do with how it comes off the.
Yeah.
Okay. But y'all would have pretty much had to always get your peaches or your other
Well,
fruits
yeah.
like that at the market.
That's right.
Okay. How about those red things that grow on trees that you
Apples?
yes. Did y'all grow any of those?
Just a few. An apple tree, why you keep him so many years and then a hard winter comes along, kills it again.
Okay. Can you remember if what kinds of things your mother would have made? Would she have ever ground, would she have ever used grinded up apples for anything?
Cider press, you mean? Yes, we have a cider press. We always did have one.
Oh, really? Okay. And would she have made like apple butter?